This is Boston Accents Podcast, episode 11, recorded June 17th, 2021. Crack a couple brews, come hang with us, and hear about dudes cutting their fingernails in the bathroom at Hooters.
This one's
the fucking Boston Accents Podcast.
What does that sound?
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Born and raised in Quincy.
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Quincy kid.
Boston Accents.
Dorchester.
Dude, he's a good kid.
Boston Accents.
Revere.
So then he's seen the car, so he started running down here.
What a trash.
I just took you off mute, dude. You can talk now.
Oh, now I'm not off mute.
Seen the car.
They want me to talk about how I got another ingrown hair.
Toyota Corolla?
It is a problem, though.
It's like not another ingrown hair. It's the same fucking one.
So I get, no.
Are you shaving your gut?
No. I just get these weird ingrown hairs on my belly. They kill it. They get deep. Like, I got to extract
already
them.
Already tuned
like
out. Every
and then they're like, three or 4 inches long. They're crazy, man.
All right. I actually want to put something out to the listeners that has nothing to do with Bob's belly here, but I want to come back to it because that's legit four episodes in a row you talked about this thing.
But I also have a question to the public.
So I want to. We're going to put a poll on Instagram. What's your favorite part of the intro?
Tyus
you have to
Paul,
pick between Mortensen or the fucking lady at the end.
Dude, he's a good kid is the best
dude,
part.
He's a good
I don't want to cheat on the test, but that's the fucking.
I vote on the lady.
Yeah, oh, we're divided. Like yeah. That Burden song. Yeah, all right,
where's
cool.
Mortensen from?
Fucking Quincy, dude.
Yeah, you guys are fucking homers. No fun.
I probably know that lady, too. You know what I'm saying?
Who is the lady?
It's amazing Quincy
from
line.
YouTube. I don't know.
YouTube.
It's been fucking like 6 weeks since we've done a podcast.
I know. A lot of stuff going
with
on.
With Slack. Yeah, there's been a lot of shit going on. Life has been a little unbalanced.
Hair,
unhinged.
A lot of figurative ingrown hairs in our guts.
A lot of boozing. A lot of fucking boozing,
I've been drunk for 39 straight nights, dude. Mike Greenwell. Hey, Gata. This one's Gata. Carlsberg's for you, buddy.
All-time favorite Red Sox.
You're going to go run into a wall at fucking full steam ahead and fucking cripple yourself?
You got to get banned from
like fucking 50 homers?
You know, if you told me that, I'd never know you've been drinking 39 days straight.
I'm just basically going to the gym every day and fucking drinking every day. Yeah, it's like fucking great shit.
It's working wonders.
I feel like $1 million.
A Lincoln Town Car just like pirouetted off the fucking New Ponset Bridge trying to listen to this thing.
Oh, speaking of cars going off bridges, can I just bring up like a, you know how Pardon the Interruption used to have Stat Boy and he'd like call bullshit on people?
Yeah.
Dude, last episode we were doing favorite local murders and you're not going to get a chance to redeem yourself. I just want to point it out. At the very beginning you go, mine's Charles Stewart. It has a connection to my family and never once, you know, that was the end of it. We have no fucking idea. Like what?
It's because Charles Stewart killed the connection.
I never have any fucking.
So we can never figure out who it was.
Our internet connection. Yeah.
I leave out a lot of information, important information and stuff.
Yeah, that's all right, man. Yeah. You were right, though. It's mostly linear stories.
Connect the fucking pieces.
We went directly to the second cousin in the dumpster.
That one wasn't so good.
Unless Charles Stewart killed your second cousin, was a suspect, you're a fucking maniac.
If that dumpster was Casella,
well, you're not
going
to let me redeem myself, so I can't explain
that's
to you.
Right.
So just have to figure it out.
Maybe next year when we do favorite local murders, you can start out.
Can I ask a question, though? See, since I've been like kind of shaving my head, like because I don't have hair, kind of shaving, it's like Whiffle level.
I use a number 3.5.
I've been getting mad, like ingrown hairs on my fucking skull, and it's driving me crazy. Does it happen to anybody else? Is it just do I just have bad skin because I shower like 5 times a day or something?
So, dude, I think you can shower too much, dude.
Yeah,
like you. You're sure you're showering at least once every day, which is surprising?
No, I shower like 5 times a day.
That seems like not true, dude.
I saw the shower in his truck.
It looks sick, dude.
A shower in
that's
the
That's a porta potty,
no,
dude.
No, hold on
you're shitting 5 times.
It's upside down
no,
porta potty.
I'm going to tell you this. So in the morning I shower, at the night I shower, but in the middle of the day, like if I'm in my travels and I'm near my house, I will go home to shit and then I will get in the shower.
Just get a bidet. Hi, I'd like to give you a message from our sponsor, Tushy.com. For $99 fucking dollars, you can get a bidet.
So it won't happen every day, but there's days where I've been in the shower 5 times.
Day bidet.
Is it just because of the shits?
Yeah.
Then, dude, just get a fuck out. Dude, I'm going to get... I already got you a wicked cool birthday present that's finally coming this week from I know I missed your birthday.
Yeah, you were too. You had to go. I don't even know where the fuck you were.
It took a couple months.
It was hurtful.
Well, I'm gonna redeem the fuck out of myself. Getting you a bidet. I'm gonna install it when you're not even there.
It's better when you're there in person. But you know things are more.
Is it?
Important
is that
you,
better so. To anyone when I'm there in person?
Yeah, sort of. Believe it or not, I mean it's the best compliment I can pay. Is that yeah? You're fun.
That's
to
condiment
around.
He can give you.
I was thinking maybe like barbecue if I just wasn't around anymore, it'd be like pretty good.
Oh, that
there
too.
Is no
I'd miss you. But you got us to rags. I'd miss rags.
That's the best.
Let's talk about that shit. So fucking just a little background to the people. Like
it's your favorite Papa Gino's.
It was a murder on the fucking Tobin Bridge.
Fucking murdered a meatball sub.
These two fucking maniacs came down to Rags in Quincy. All you listeners that live in Boston, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, you all got to come down. I'm going to talk about an idea I have later, but it was cool to have these two, some of my fucking bros, bunch of different people, Williamson, Daly, Burroughs, bunch of people that like didn't really know each other, just having pies. Bob, you know, after dinner, he had three fucking alumni pizzas.
Came out of the shower eating half a pizza.
You got to soak up the fucking booze, man. I still drove home on two wheels that night listening to Terrorizer, so I don't fucking know, man.
Bob Genghis Khan.
Yeah, not to get ahead of ourselves, but that was like fantastic bar experience. A+, 10 out of 10.
Oh, let's just talk about it, man.
I got beef with it, though, because it's out of the way.
It's in a weird part of Quincy.
It's out of the way.
Huh? You got to put the effort in.
I don't want
extra minutes.
It's like, but it's that weird thing. Like, if I could just go home and, well, actually, last week I did drive over the water. I think I just drove straight over the ocean to my house.
Yeah, he skipped the deposit bridge. He skipped his car over the water.
If I could just get to, like, 93 from, like, a straight line.
Well, dude, here's the thing.
As opposed to going back to Durgan Parkway.
Here's the trick. Sucks. 93 to the fucking beach. Right up 93. Neponset. Exit 12.
Right near the beach,
boys. Follow the beach all the way down there, then boom. You can kind of like go like a back way where it's pretty
straight.
So
when
line.
I leave there, I don't have to go back to Durgan Parkway.
There's sometimes cops on the beach too. Like, look, you know, it's like you got to pick your fucking poison.
Well, Durgan Parkway is
Durgan
pretty
Parkway
clean.
Sucks, but it's like a straight shot too. You can get the 93 in about like 8 minutes from Rags.
You can put Terrorizer on and get on two wheels. You can get there even like 2 minutes.
Shout out to listener
Will.
Are you
doing a side wheelie or a back
wheelie?
I don't
know what it was. Peeling out is what it was.
It was the front left and the rear right wheel.
Holy fuck, poor kid.
First time in history.
It's a good spot. The pizza's awesome, and like it's a good like you don't.
Pizza was amazing.
Even like it's definitely like a towny bar, but you don't feel like you're gonna go in there and just get your head punched in like randomly.
No, everyone's way too drunk to possibly even fight. And like Dan Chenette got banned from there, and everyone got banned from there. All the dudes that like would fuck you up probably got banned from there.
They're on hiatus,
and we know them anyway. So
but you can like spend like $100 in there and be set for like a week. Like,
oh yeah, dude,
boozed out,
absolutely.
Full,
how are those Bud Lights? Fresh?
Freshest Bud Lights
freshest
I've ever had in my
ever
life.
Had.
Thought that was a fucking joke, that's but turnover. Like they legitimately were like unreal fresh.
Those are like the best, dude.
There's such turnover, like you said. It's like they
fucking
can't
unbelievable.
They must go through fucking 100 cases of Bud Light a day.
Yeah, 100 court cases a day, 100 cases of Bud Light.
I would feel weird if I drank another beer there. If I drank anything other than Bud Light, I'd feel like I don't belong.
Williamson always goes in there and gets like the Wormtown IPA, and they're like, "Oh, you sure, dude?" He's like, "Yeah, like
go back to Russia,
like,
dude.
Moss is coming out of the fucking tap and shit, dude." He's like, "That's not bad."
Is it supposed to have that weird coagulated thing in there?
Coagulated.
It looks coaxial like, cables, actually.
It looks like somebody's chew cup.
Hey! I don't even know what that means. Oh, like a dip spit
cup?
Yeah,
a dip spit cup, yeah.
You ever drink someone else's dip spit cup?
I did. Yep. Yuck. Gross.
Stoops.
It was the dude that used to hump his pillows spit cup, as a matter of fact.
That brought us back.
Just trying to
the guy that
the
fucked
dots.
The couch?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy is number one.
Spit cup. Yeah.
So that's it. That's what toppings did you have on your pizzas? Tell me some shit.
Oh, fucking. So they had cherry peppers. They had meatballs. They had fucking pepperoni. They had the works when you get a good fucking bar pizza.
Hey, those are some intense cherry peppers, by the way.
That's another reason you need bidets. If you're going to be hanging out of rags, you're going to need
those are like next
this dude turned
level.
His shower into a fucking.
Like, I literally
baby shower.
I made myself throw up in the shower.
Band?
Made myself throw up in the shower.
No, you didn't, dude.
I don't. You ever watch me eat? How fast it goes down? Do you think I chew anything? My body's like fuck you, so nothing gets processed by it. So if it's got like skin like a pepper on it, it sits there and then it's like you're
skin
never
skin like a pepper.
That's like the craziest.
The worst fan that ever played Lollapalooza ever.
I was just gonna say it's like at Lollapalooza when there was a cherry pepper with the skin on it on top of the fucking ice cream cone.
You're never getting rid of it. I feel fucked up, so I just sit in the shower and just make myself throw up.
A lot of people have like some stomach acids and like a digestive system where they actually can actually eat that.
It's called evolution,
baby. Yeah, because you probably also chew your food.
Yeah, Billy, chew your food slowly.
Well, I don't chew my fucking food. I ate that Rondo's sub today in the truck in like 2 minutes.
Oh,
gone.
Dude, I went to Rondo's the other day.
Smoked.
when you're only eating like once a day, maybe no times a day. I haven't really had an appetite lately, so I've been like really focusing on one meal a day.
I wonder why.
And
hot and heavy, baby.
Yeah, I did Rondo's the other day, and I was like fucked up afterward. Like fucked up.
I need another crispy.
All right. All right, shout out Regan, Rondo's.
Whoop.
Man.
Next time you go there, man, hit me up. I haven't been there for ages. Oh, for honest.
What, like a week?
Yeah. What do you go to that, 9:30 in the morning on a Tuesday? I might have work, actually.
But that's when Regan goes. I think when he's doing classes over there, I think he goes at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's a good spot. Like that, the high tops are nice. You got all the, you can
play
watch
sells
all
out
sports.
Of meatballs at 7:30 in the morning. Saw subs. Only thing left.
Saw subs.
All we have is fucking veal palms left until 10.
Every beer is crispy on like the Phoenix Landing, so you know.
Oh, good segue. Yeah, like,
hey, dude, you just did a good one.
Well, I was just thinking about the Carlsbergs because we had the draft Carlsbergs the other night at Banshee, which was nice hanging out with the Endocrat brothers, man.
Separately, we should do that, but like, yeah, it was fucking great having the dudes up from Philly, our fucking boys.
But those are crispy Carlsbergs.
Anyone's going to be in Philly, make sure you hit up New Ridge Brewery.
Yeah.
I also wanted to give a recommendation. So if anyone's going to be in Philly, when is this?
Is it the Hoagie on
place? Nope, that's when Madball's playing. I don't know. I fucking wrote it down somewhere. It's in July, July 20-something.
Oh, yeah, you could just take the
first
train.
Anniversary party. You can take Amtrak for like 30 fucking bucks to Philly.
Yeah, you can take it from Philly out. And you can go to the Banshee.
They have an anniversary party down there?
I wasn't going to tell you about it, but
can
yeah.
Can we crash it?
I'm going, dude. I'm going first
anniversary. Thanks for inviting me.
I like purposely didn't invite
when you. When is it?
I can't remember. I don't know. I thought I wrote
why
it on
didn't
the
you
piece.
Write it down?
Talk for a second and let me.
Look it up. Find
so
it.
So you're trying to start over the fucking conversation about.
Oh,
because
we were at
Landing.
The Phoenix Lane and watched that Bruins game, which was a disaster because we got.
Well, we went to Central Square because it was supposed to be the
Bev
rebirth of the Middle East.
Bev needed to go to the Middle East and it's reopening.
It's
we
weird
had,
you don't want to go to the Middle
support.
East. I haven't been there in a year and a half.
What, you're like, oh, dude, it meant so much to your life. It made you so happy. You were in fucking tears. How much
I had like
you
an emo fucking. I missed the Middle East, dude.
Yeah, I don't miss it.
Maybe Jonathan's working, fucking get a hug from the bartender. Old people throwing some tunes, you know.
Couple
it's like
tunes, couple goons.
I'd rather just sit home and drink beers and eat a sub and pass out. I don't know,
fucking
man. Fucking loser. Maybe that's what's happened in life.
Easy money.
But since it didn't open because they didn't get the proper
what's wrong with Wolfie?
Stuff, we ended up at the Phoenix Landing watching that fucking Bruins game, which was a disaster because of who
well, the
we
game was good.
With.
They won. I mean, the rest of it sucked. But
what sucked so much about it?
The Carlsbergs on draft.
So here's what happened. Whew. You guys roll in. I have a Bud Light bottle.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, hey, why aren't you drinking Carlsberg? There's a giant Carlsberg tab in front of you. I'm like, dude, these tabs have been sitting here for a year.
Yeah, I didn't put any thought into that one.
Yeah,
and then you guys are like, I don't care. Let's just get them. I'm like, all right, let's fuck yeah, Carlsberg's it is. I think probably 72 hours I fucked up.
The fucking waiter said that to us. I didn't realize that was you being like, yo, man, are you sure about this?
You thought he was like, I don't think you should fucking
you
get that.
Sure? Yeah. Yeah, all right, dude, I'll do it. But.
At one point, I wanted to take a knife and just cut my stomach open and let whatever was in just let it
the
out.
The baby?
I was just fucking...
The alien fucking comes out.
The bloat, like, just... I felt I had, like, flash, like hot flashes from it. Like, something was
that's
definitely
weird.
Not right.
Do you want to start a band called The Bloat? That just sounds fucking weird.
It's doom metal, right? It has to be.
You're playing with pepper skin.
We cover Sublime songs.
That was a great night. I got to watch soccer where you guys got to watch the fucking Bruins game, and we got to watch somebody fucking nod off all night. It was great.
Oh yeah, who else showed up? Jimmy, Sleepy Jimmy,
Sleepy Jimmy.
Dave had a bike with no lock on.
Dave had a bike with tried to bring in the bar. They're like, nope.
Yeah. Top bikesman.
Yeah, pretty good bike.
Who needs a bike? Well, the lock if you got a bike, right?
Were there other dudes? Was that it?
Somebody else. Oh, Cooch was there.
Oh, yeah, Cooch. Cooch. Yeah, shout out Cooch.
It was the one time I was happy to see Cooch. Yeah.
I was like super happy to see him.
Nah, Cooch is the best.
Yeah.
I feel like we neglected him though because we were so busy watching the game.
I didn't neglect him because I had that guy sitting next to me.
Oh, yeah. Sleepy time tea.
You were absorbed with him, unfortunately.
Yeah, you got to do something. So what I chose to do was keep drinking Carlsberg.
That'll make everything better.
Did I take the tea home or did I drive home?
No.
No, we took the tea to fucking, we met up at Charlie's Kitchen.
We kept going out more.
Yeah, and then we walked to Alston and went to fucking
the model. Oh, yeah.
I believe the 45-minute walk saved your lives, by the way.
No, it didn't. It absolutely didn't. I'll tell you why it didn't save
No, we got like wicked extra fucked up when we
kept
went out.
Kept you alive.
By the time I got to the model, I was like a one-man like piece of shit hurricane. It was like an F. It was like the first Twister and Twister. We're like, that thing sucks. The rest of the movie should be all right.
Fuck.
Just like came in there, knocked. I was like, Red Bull and vodka, please. And just like threw it on the fucking bar. There was nine people in there.
I forgot the model.
The guy was like, yeah, we're closing again, I guess.
We knew every single person, but no one was talking. Everyone was just like sitting next to each other at the bar.
Like, so anyways,
did Toothache crawl out of a coffin in there and say hi? Hey, was that Nick at Charlie's?
Yeah, it's my boy.
Okay. I shout out to him because I've never, ever seen anybody that happy to see us. He was very happy to see us. I thought we were walking a red carpet, man. That dude was like psyched.
He's like an enthusiastic dude.
It's usually like head down, like, it's just a fucking like, oh man, then go the other way. That dude was like stoked.
Well, when you're in there for a while, it's hard to, when somebody comes in, it's hard to see who they are. So maybe he thought it was somebody else.
There was like a light behind us.
Already waving, but then he's like, oh, damn it.
He made eye contact in the whole nine yards. He was psyched.
He did like eye contact with your regular eye and your droopy one?
Yeah, I gotta get that one.
So he wasn't cheersing then? because you got to make eye contact when you cheat.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
I didn't know that was a thing. And looking in your eyes is terrible because if you stare into your eyes, there's things you never want to see.
No, yeah, you can never be normal again. Yeah. You see darkness, it's weird what you pain. See.
I saw Danzig.
Was he naked?
He was hulking. He was
just hunking.
Yeah, hunking.
Oh, this
he was hulking, hunking.
The centerfold of this magazine shows Danzig just hunking.
Dude, he was doing roids back then, right? Like pumping iron.
He was just fucking dedicated to the gym, I think.
It's a good picture, man.
He's a handsome
Anyways,
guy.
Yeah, but why do you cheer and have to stare in the fucking eyes?
All right, so here's the fucking deal. anyone that's ever cheers me, you probably noticed in the past, I don't know, 15 years, I look in your fucking eyes. And I don't like doing it either. No one likes to. Just a lot of people just don't cheers me. I'm fucking fine with that.
Well, you got those weird bug coke eyes, man.
I always
wild.
Have, man, even from when I did
thyroid?
Do coke. Yeah,
thyroid?
I don't know.
Thyroid?
Is that what I have? Is that what's wrong with me?
No, those are eyeballs.
That's what's wrong.
Does that give you a giant cock? I might have that.
Yeah.
It's on tap in the Phoenix.
Oh, so like, I'm in like fucking Germany like 15 years ago. I'm at fucking Oktoberfest. And what?
Jeez.
Why did that do this to you?
I'm just
man
thinking,
down.
Just keep going. Don't ignore me.
And fucking
hard, dude. The levels
went
off the charts.
Fucking Stein fucking brew. This little fucking tiny glasses dude named Mihi comes flying out. He dives, like lays out, like horizontal, and knocks my entire beer out of my hand. Because I was trying to cheers a bunch of people behind me, not looking at them. And he's like, that's very bad. Like, you shouldn't do that. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You like, it takes sometimes like a long time to get a beer at Oktoberfest. He's like, it's 7 years of bad sex. I just fucking saved you. Like, what, dude? I'm like, every American cheers like this. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
So I call bullshit on this fucking thing. I turn around. There's a giant, like, table. It's like, you know, like community seating or whatever the fuck it's called. There's all these old people. Like, they're in their 70s. But they're all bilingual because Germans are a lot smaller than
old.
We are. And I'm like, hey, do you guys know anything about this? And they were all like, yeah, that's a thing, dude. And I'm like, fuck. So after that, I thought maybe I could, you know, turn everything around. So I started cheersing everyone. And then, like, since then, I think, like, we've talked about this. Like, you've had some experiences, like, on both sides of the fence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know about this, man. Like, I do the same shit where I just like casually cheer somebody. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. Like, I don't look anybody in the eye. I've never even seen what you look like. I'm wearing a blindfold while I record this. So I like talked to this. I was in Sweden. I was talking to this dude from Berlin. And I was like, is this a fucking thing? Like, do you have to look somebody in the eye when you cheers? And he's like, I don't know, man. I've never heard that. And then like his other buddy came up who's also from Berlin. He's like, it's absolutely a thing. It's like I'd stake my life on it.
Jesus. Makes you want to headbutt a waiter if that's the guy telling you what the fuck
to do. Dude, you were like over fucking segueing right now.
What?
You're like
93
you're like,
south at 100 miles an hour taking every
so
turn.
Much, dude.
Man, headbutted Boston waiters crashed Ben's
we
before getting
done.
Caught for pot cops.
I didn't know you weren't done.
Coming soon.
I'll let you know when it's time to go to the next one.
All right,
I'll do this. I'll go.
All right, Mom.
If you want to ruin the whole podcast, be my fucking guest, dude.
Is that a shout out to the Motion Odyssey ride from Jordan's Furniture?
That reminds me of Carlsberg's in Fiction.
Splies.
So I guess that's the. So all right, yeah, let's go to the next thing, dude.
I think.
No, you.
There's four of them. Is it Carlsberg's in Fiction?
I thought you were pretty fucking.
Stone Cold
clear,
Animal Facts. We got to do Carlsberg in Fiction real quick.
Yeah, I mean, are we trying to make like a 20-minute podcast? All right, we got to go through you get 2 minutes for each segment, then we'll just end it.
All right, cool. So this is going to be Carlsberg's in Fiction. I can't believe I found another one. It's crazy because I minded my own business on my porch, drinking some Carlsberg's, reading a book called The Four Voyages of Christopher Columbus, written by his son in 17, whatever, probably years earlier than that. Chapter 22, page 92. Here we go.
I can't believe you found this.
Yeah, I wasn't even looking for it.
Unbelievable.
So Christopher Columbus and the boys just show up in what's now called America, Bob. Get this. Check this out. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
And a bunch of the people that were hanging out in America were like, who are these dudes? And then, like, here's the part of the story that actually comes true. One old man got into the boat, and all the others, men and women alike, shouted, come and see the men who have come from the skies and bring them food and Carlsbergs.
Holy shit.
They already had it, dude. They already fucking had
it. Well, yeah, they tell us? It's 1847.
That's
bullshit.
No, that was 2 years later when Columbus found America.
Oh, yeah.
1812 is Columbus saying, rode the red line.
Oh, yeah.
To the 12 bends.
1847, Columbus went to heaven.
Yeah, class of 87.
Can I tell that one? Yeah. It's not even a story. Bob's so annoyed right now. Dude, just take a nap.
No, I'm
so you went to Germany again. Give him another blast of energy, dude. You nuclear reactor to all of your energy in 5 seconds.
Yeah, dude, he came.
He was like, I went to Germany once, and you're like, yeah! Screamed.
That's what it was, dude. So a long time ago in 1987, I think it was the summer in between fifth grade and sixth grade.
Could be.
Elementary school and middle school, big, you know, big changes are afoot. Like, we're just starting to listen to metal. And
just starting to learn stuff in school.
Yeah, barely. I was at Rec, this thing in Quincy where, like, just kids go so they can get assaulted by older people. And mostly the girls, though. Dude, like, yeah. I only got assaulted a couple times.
Yeah. If you want to go outside and do it,
yeah. I can show you what they did. Where, on Bob, show me where they touched you. And on a slide, this was written. It's ingrained in my fucking memory. It said, drink a bud, smoke a bone. Now you're in the twilight zone. Drugs are fun. Sex is heaven. We're the class of 87. And that's like the fucking greatest thing ever fucking written.
That's pretty damn good. That's
right? Like, beat that, dude.
It was carved into solid Quincy granite behind Beechwood Knoll.
That's when graffiti was graffiti. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a fucking, like a marker. Like a...
Yeah, fuck tags, man. That's a tag. That's a real tag.
And it didn't even have a trace of barbecue sauce on it. Much like that fucking roast beef sandwich you got the other day.
Wasn't prepared for that. Didn't have to talk about it now. Just didn't have... Like, we didn't have to talk about it. Just merely just set a line. Didn't want to segue in nothing. So fucking annoyed. Totally, really. Because you guys are assholes. So, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, Mike's Roast Beef's band, Royal Roast Beef's band, you two assholes are banned. Go back, finish the fucking thing about the chairs, because I wasn't listening to you anyway, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Stone Cold Roast Beef.
Ted Danson and fucking George Wendt are at a bar, and they're drinking beers at a half full of foam.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
30 years old.
That's my cheers story, dude. Anytime any of you guys are watching the show Cheers, which I'm sure no one is, the beers are like fucking all foam. It's the fakest fucking bar of all time.
The fact I never noticed it at the time is amazing.
We were 10 years. We probably should have noticed.
So you guys went to the Banshee to get Carlsbergs.
Yeah.
Talked about this shit. Yeah. Sorry I couldn't make it out for that one.
Oh, whatever.
No, it's nice hanging out with those guys. I wish you got to spend a little more time with them. They're just
Same here.
They're good people. Nice people. I normally don't send shout outs to people.
Oh, Bob just almost like vomited into the microphone.
That fucking burger.
They're nice people.
Does that mean you didn't mean it? You don't like them?
Can we go back to where we were before you guys yelled at me and I got upset?
No, I'm not going back there.
My segues, which I wasn't even trying to segue. I was just,
Lulu's is banned.
I stole a line. I was reading something. I stole it. Get fucking embarrassed me.
I'm not sure what that even means. The only person that's read anything is Pierce for reading that fucking Carlsberg's in fiction.
Yeah, man. It's Christopher Columbus, dude.
I gotta make a fucking stop beefing, dude.
I don't feel well.
No short beef.
No, you don't. You look drink worse than usual.
Do I look worse than Jimmy?
Do you want?
I just hit.
Do anything. So I don't know. I'm tapped out on those.
But on
subjects.
A little lighter note,
go ahead.
No, it was about you anyways. Go ahead.
Okay. No, you just reminded me. I was just gonna ask you guys. It's something I gotta squeeze in real quick.
Oh,
because Quake.
Quake. You're talking about Total Recall?
No,
Kawada?
Fucking insane.
Craig reminded me of this bagel at Jared.
Who did?
Quake. Lone Wolf McQuake. I don't fucking know.
We have to end the podcast right now. I'm sorry. Bob's having an aneurysm.
Shout out to Quake for reminding a guy of a bagel.
Brooklyn is gentrified as it comes, right?
Oh, hot news, dude. Hot take.
So, but we were down there, and we wanted to get food before we left, and we found this.
When? Who? Like, where went?
I had the blouse. Nobody came looking for me. I got hammered because I drank, like, 3 whiskeys, and I was done.
Literally have, like, no fucking idea what you're talking about right now.
When you start reading a Wikipedia article from the bottom up, and you don't know, like, who even
pretend you
about.
Want to give some background.
Wait, we were in New York for a show.
Who?
Burden was down there for a show.
Okay.
We played with Infest. I was very excited to see Infest.
Oh, I remember. Okay. Oh,
I drank whiskey. Things ended very badly. Oh, boy.
Right, pretty good.
Continue on. I had to get that out.
Literally, what the fuck just happened?
I had to get that out.
What does that... Like, all right, some other time I want to just figure out who the fuck Quegg is and like what the bagel was all about. And like,
was there a bagel? Did anyone get a bagel down there?
Yeah, I got a bagel. Yeah,
right, yeah, pretty good.
I think Cooch got a bagel with cream cheese. Craig got something. I don't think all I got anything. I was hammered.
Do you want to call Zoe right now on live on air?
I would like to. All right. Can she take my place?
I have to have you Bluetooth into this fucking thing.
Can she take my place?
Bluetooth.
Let's do that next time, but like ahead of time, we'll Bluetooth your phone into like the little.
We're gonna call Cooberies next time too as well.
All right, I like that. Hey, what's up next? Before I forget, can we send a shout out to Mickey real quick?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. VIP.
My boy, Mickey Pierce's boy, my newest boy. Bob, POW soon Rhode to be Island, your baby. Boy.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes
it. He made those. He like literally made these custom Home Depot buckets for us. They're fucking sick.
Yeah, those are nice.
I've never seen anybody in my life that was like giving stuff away while moving and not asking for money or help for anything.
He just could have helped us out. He could have asked us to help move. We would have done it.
Yeah. Sounds like a good
We deal. Were already going to Rhode Island anyway. We rented out a truck for no reason. We put the buckets in it.
That empty like U-Haul, we just drove down there with the buckets.
Did you drive the U-Haul?
Remember what happened when I drove a U-Haul once?
Took some bumpers off.
Like a parked car got fucking maimed.
That might be one of my favorite Bev stories of all time. I love it.
And then I didn't want to tell the dude, so I wrote a note, but I put it in my pocket. This is the greatest plan of all time.
Oh, that was you, your place in Dorchester, worked, right?
Yeah, so the dude comes walking down the street. And he's
is
like,
this the angry Samoans?
Yeah.
I showed up later on. And like,
you worked your magic because of the fact that it's the most amazing thing ever.
He's like, I have come here to kill you. You hit my car. And I go, I put a note on the windshield. He's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, oh, wait, it's in my pocket, man. My bad. See? Here's my phone number.
That was
he's
the
like,
best part. Yeah, like, I left it. Oh, you did? You're like, oh, wait a minute, it's right here. So I'm watching out the window. They literally wanted the fucking her, I think the Haku and fucking whatever that they wanted to bury you. Her and the guy.
2 minutes later they were like laughing. Yeah, I was like, want me to give you guys some beers? They're like, no, that's all right, buddy, we'll take care of it.
Like, I love that. I love that because you're leaving out the fact that like when I pulled up, you're like, hey, I just basically sideswiped every car on the fucking street on the way down. What would you do? I'm like, well, it doesn't seem like you want to do the right thing. So if we can be out of here in like 10 minutes, nobody will ever know.
Right,
but you didn't tell me that the fact that when I go in the house, nothing's packed.
Recurring theme. Oh boy.
But yeah, then you had the cops show up, and then of course you did.
It was
the
two chick cops. Yeah. I'm like, how are you fucking ladies doing?
Yeah. Of course you had it going fine. Then you broke out with some awesome, like, take it one line too many, like one line.
I pushed it too far. Yeah. Then like someone from South like putting her shirt back on. I'm like, God damn it.
No, don't give yourself that much of a pat in the back.
I'll do it.
They were both zeros anyway.
No, they weren't actually.
They were heroes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's good.
Fine Arabian leather.
I don't know how much more time we have left. I think
we got tons of time.
Yeah, plenty of time. We got a few things to get through.
So, wait, we haven't said, hey.
We hit record yet, by the way.
Yeah, ever since I did the wrong thing, you've been fucking crying, and now you're all of a sudden the podcast.
We got the headbutt guy. We got
Is that your story, the headbutt guy?
I mean, it's not me. I wasn't there, and I didn't even, like, I just read the story.
Well, I was like, Bob, can you tell the story? He's like, I don't know.
Tell the story? Can I give you the phone and you read it?
Why would you want me to read it?
I can't even speak.
How could I read it?
Why not, dude?
It's gonna be like
next story then.
All right. Want me to tell one while you research that?
Yeah, I've already researched.
All right, so you guys might have heard of the PCP, the paperclip posse.
Nope. Yep.
Go down to Hooters, get some fucking wings. So right before I went on this diet, the last day we went to fucking Hooters, got some wings. And while we're there, like everything's different now. You want a fucking beer?
Just ruin the story immediately.
You guys both want them?
Yeah, no, you might as well, man.
No, I'm good, man.
Put them out, just in case.
Thanks. I'm just going to make you one anyway.
A couple bergs, dude.
A little fucking burger for you.
Hit the tip of the berg like the Titanic and the rest of the bergs.
So now, like, I like to sit at the bar. Whenever I go to anywhere, dinner, fucking, I sit at the bar.
Funerals, birthdays.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, fucking wake, sitting at the bar is the best.
Airports.
And now you sit at the bar if you got four people. It's weird at Hooters because they had those tables up against the bar during COVID. But now if you have four people, you have to sit next to each other. So it's kind of fucking weird. It's like, so we actually got a table, which was fucked up. And this fucking waitress we always have, she sees us. She comes over. We're like, hey, we have a really complicated order. She's like, yeah, I know. All flats, all naked, all grilled. We're like, fucking yeah, sick.
She got it.
2 minutes later, I'm taking a piss in the bathroom. And there's a dude in there just clipping his fucking fingernails in the bathroom. He's like a do-rag. I'm like, who the fuck is this psychopath? He's clipping his fucking fingernails. So she comes back over. I'm like, yo, some fucking maniac is clipping his fucking nails in the bathroom. I think he's fucked up. And she's like, what? So she has no idea what I'm talking about. She never. And then I see her hug. I'm like, that's a cook at Hooters.
No!
And also her boyfriend.
And
also, he was the chicken that they cut.
Right?
I can never go there again.
No, I think he was being sanitary. He was probably getting too much shit under his fingernails.
Do it at home, though. Like, I don't even want to see the cook in the bathroom. Always have a separate bathroom in the kitchen that you don't have to look at them.
Guarantee you there's a clipping in that for those wings you ate. Guarantee it. Just
not
randomly.
The ones I got. Someone probably got one. I ain't getting one.
Every time you clip nails, it's like that one random one like flies like 100 feet. You'll find it in your
You're
fucking
supposed
living
to put
room.
Your fingernails under hot water. It softens your nails, and then it doesn't
That's why when you get out of the shower, you do it.
Yeah, you've been in the shower all your entire life every day. So,
yeah, so you're taking five showers a day. Your nails are probably pretty soft, just like you.
No, I have no nutrients in my body, so they're all like fucking, they crack and they fucking chip and they just fall apart.
Bob Genghis Khan?
I didn't like that story, but that reminds me that I had people in my house one time, and the guy brought his girlfriend. It was gross.
Did he?
She brought like the, you know, those flossers with her. So we're sitting and eating dinner, and she starts just flossing her teeth mid dinner, and she would put it down on the table with, you'd see the strands of meat on
it. Who are these people?
Just some friends I had in New Hampshire. Fucking nightmare, dude. It's like, I'm like oh.
Turns out she was
like,
the cook.
Who, like, I appreciate the care to your dental hygiene.
Oh, sorry.
But to put like a flosser, like multiple, she'd pull them out of her pocket and floss them and just put them on the
floor. I don't like
table.
That at all.
Oh, dude, it's terrible.
Dude, everybody sucks. Everybody should eat in a darkened cube alone by themselves with like no light.
I like
light.
That.
No talking. And then reemerge and then like start talking, drink beers.
Yeah, de-emerge and reemerge.
DMIs?
De-emerge.
DMIs?
DMIs, dude, old fucking Hoya band.
Yeah, it's a good band.
Hey,
dude.
Speaking of Hoya.
It's looking good.
There's some upcoming shows. So one of the original reasons we started doing this podcast, I want to kind of talk about music and shows and shit, and we haven't been able to since we started it, but there's some shows coming up, man.
Bob's dead. I'll listen.
There are those Slapshot shows that are sold out. Yep. Whatever. That's cool.
30th anniversary? 35th? 30th?
Yeah. I think fucking Stars and Stripes is playing one night and shit, whatever.
Oh, nice, yeah.
But even cooler, next Saturday, 6/26, Madball is playing at Wally's in New Hampshire.
Oh, that's next weekend?
Yeah, Hampton Beach, dude. Let's go.
Saturday?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there. So if any of all you fucks that listen to this shit are going to be there, come say hi.
They should play Wally Beach.
As long as we can get...
They should play Wally Beach at Nostalgia's. Hamptons. There should be a place called Hamptons at Wally
Whatever
Beach.
Whatever Nostalgia's was.
As long as we can get Christie's Pizza, I'm in.
Done. Done deal. If you mosh your dick off, we'll get whatever you want.
I ain't fucking moshing. Fuck that shit.
There's also a Sick of It All show coming up at the House of Blues, but it's like...
No longer you moshing crowds.
No, that's a benefit show. That's a good one. That would...
Everyone
worth,
should go just to like
worth,
support
like,
the shit.
Yeah, or somehow donate some money and stuff, man.
And Sick of It All play three or four songs, you know.
Yeah.
As long as they play everything from Scratch to Surface, I'd be happy.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go again. You're like a new metal kid.
New metal kid.
Did you listen to like Static X? I do that.
I was hoping Shooty's Groove was opening up, but can't have everything.
Hey, I'm not going to say I never saw Shooty's Groove.
Dude, they opened up a fucking Danzig, for Christ's sakes, during
what?
The fucking three, the, during the Danzig 3 tour, they opened for him at Avalon.
No, nowhere. They didn't.
They
it
did.
Was fucking this,
Oh, you got it. It's the,
it was
oh,
called Proper Grounds.
That's what it was. I always mix the two of those fucking bands up.
They
Jesus
threw a CD
Christ.
Into the crowd and like one of my boys got it. It had the... Everyone Google this shit. The band's called Proper Grounds, and the song's To Kill a Clown.
Yeah.
And it is so fucking hard to kill a clown. It's so insane. That band was on Maverick, Madonna's label.
Yeah.
How did they open for... They were like fucking horrid.
That label tried to go huge. They signed Deftones. They were the first label to sign Deftones, right?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
and
fuck.
They were like, yeah, we want nudes of Madonna. And they like she like sent them.
Are you serious? Yeah. And they could have just bought that sex book for $100 at Newbery Comics.
Yeah, they fucked
up. Since you were there, that was it was a kind of a weird show because it was them and Downset played too. Wasn't it Downset and Danzig? It was a kind of a shit. Like,
I probably wrote it on the back of my ticket. I don't know. I'll have to look.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I hurt my feet. Ah, there we go.
What about like a dude headbutting waiters with that?
Yeah, might as well, right? So I stumbled across this one. This is actually from a while ago. This is from April 23rd, 2021, 4:13 p.m. Remember that?
Nothing good happens after 4:13 p.m., they say.
That's what everyone says, man.
So you know that part of South Boston that they try to claim is like downtown? They call it Fort Point now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
what is
like
that?
New shit. There's like, I think there's like cyber trucks rolling around and like
cyber
driverless cars.
All this crap. I'm like scrolling around on like Boston.com to see what's going on. And like, it's like, the headline is like, man headbutted Boston waiters, comma, crashed Benz before getting caught for pot, cops say. I'm like, might as well read on.
Cops say.
View more pics is what I said.
They're trying to influence the outcome of the fucking...
So I can't read this whole thing because it's like too fucking retarded, but like let's just go to the main bullet
points. I like
that. Some dude hanging out at the Seaport Bistro while yelling racial slurs.
Jesus.
Remember that old throwback fucking movie?
Oh, he broke out the greatest hits. Sounds good. Jesus Christ.
Later tracked down by cops as he tried to hide two large garbage bags full of pot after crashing his Mercedes. Let's find out what happened. I'm not going to say his name. Let's just say it's... Guy Fieri. Out in the town with three friends, shortly after 6, went to Ocean Prime Restaurant. Never heard of that place. I'm sure it's great.
Fans.
Shout out to Ocean Prime.
Shout out to Jonesy. He loves that place.
Oh, shit. Yeah, really? Could be the dude. It goes right into it. Third paragraph. Staff told him to cut it out. Calm down.
Cut it out.
Stands up, headbutts one of the dudes, starts yelling some shit that you can't even say anymore these days. Second waiter comes over and is like, please don't. He fucking lays that guy out, headbutts him. Holy headbutt shit. Is a sick-ass move, too.
It is.
No one's expecting a headbutt.
Yeah. And it's gonna hurt the second guy should have been. Yeah. Second waiter.
He just saw him. No one's going to use it twice
in
a row.
He used his move. He used the fatality move right then. Like, he's already worn it out. He's recharging. Get him in the dick. Then he threatens to shoot everybody in the place. Before grabbing his keys from the valley and skedaddled.
Skedaddled. That wasn't used.
Got his Mercedes, immediately hits a Volkswagen, takes off, and then goes into a fucking gas line in the side of a public works building.
Jesus.
So he ditches the car, takes off. Somehow he's like hanging out with some other dude down the street.
Skedaddle.
Some woman's like, yo, man, these two men are dashing around with large trash bags. The cops are like, that's our boy. They go grab him, and he's got two trash bags full of 53 large heat-sealed bags of pot and $8,600, which is appropriately, like, I think, two nights of the Banshee worth of
1 to 2 nights, depending on how many people.
He got charged with two simple assault charges, listed weapon as head.
Sounds like you got off easy.
Yeah, he actually kind of did. He didn't get charged with a gas line thing, which is kind of crazy. But
attack with, like, a not-that-lethal weapon.
Why does the word... When calm down and relax is hit, all it ever does is escalate.
Dude, it's just
relax
fucking gasoline.
Relax is like
the most fighting word.
Relaxoline.
Take it easy, buddy. It's like, oh, I go, absolutely, I'll kill my own.
What about like, hi, how are you? What if like a fisher cat said that to you?
Fish, oh, dude, get
out. He skedaddled. Why is, so you can get pot very easily nowadays. I can just go to a store and buy it. Why is there still people having bags of weed?
Because you can still grow it for free.
Where do you think the stores get it from, dude? 53 large heat-sealed bags from a trash bag.
Heat-seeking
those
shit,
giant
dude.
Factories that they've built?
Each bag's worth $8,600 in weed.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, I have a medical card, right? But like, I'd rather just fucking grow it, you know?
I'd rather buy it off a guy that's fleeing a gas explosion.
I know.
Well, the one
his
thing
head's
is,
split open and he's got trash bags.
The one good thing that's come out of it is the weed is better than it ever was. Right?
I don't know if that's a good thing, dude. It's like so much better than it's ever been. It's like every time I smoke weed now, I want like the CIA can like hear my thoughts. I'm going to like hide in like a closet and put a Home Depot bucket on my head.
Nobody needs that. I don't ever want to hear those.
Yeah. I got it.
I don't need that.
Winds of Grange.
So-called animal facts real quick.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yeah. It's a very fast one. So.
Bob, are you ready for this?
I'm just waiting.
Here's another one of our
animal facts.
Jeez, you cut down on them fucking sound
effects.
Back
at it, baby. Another animal showed up on the scene.
Let's go.
So we got him.
Who is it this week?
It's the turkey.
Oh,
you knew it was coming.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
you were going to say it's the Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, I hate to see it. Oh, don't get ahead of yourself because it's a Thanksgiving-themed episode.
I love that.
We're assuming that you couldn't bear to listen to this whole thing and you've been putting it off and now you're finally... At this segment, and it's around Thanksgiving 2021.
There is no God.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Every sound clip of
to my entire family before I cut that chicken. Chicken,
every
by the
Thanksgiving
way, not even turkey.
To the chicken.
Thanksgiving turkeys were originally called Thanksgiving bird bags before the pilgrims showed up. No one knows that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You knew
that. The original Native American name, and they could already speak a little bit of English.
Oh, there it is.
Wait, the Native Americans or the turkeys?
No, I was waiting
both?
For that. Good God.
What could they say?
Hey, how are you? How you doing?
Turkeys?
Nice to see you. Happy Thanksgiving, they could say. And then they were, that's why they call them Thanksgiving turkeys.
Because that's what
they
were saying.
They heard them say the Thanksgiving shit. And also, Man on the Street, Martian Dracula, ants can smoke cigarettes. So.
Oh. Wait, what does that even mean?
We got a second fact. It just came in as a bonus
fact. Oh, he just sent that into you?
Yeah, it came in hot off the press. Can smoke cigarettes, Bob.
We got to bring him some geets, by the way.
Who told you that, Quag?
Quag, Jesus. I don't know if it was Craig or Clegg. I'm like, which dude is that even?
Could be the two of them. Thanks to the Man on the Street investigative reporting.
Hey, speaking of Men on the Street, can we do a little fucking tease for some shit we have coming up?
Dudes on the Avenue.
So yeah. I think a lot of you people out there hopefully do know a cat called Spanky. And for those of you that do, probably a bunch of you got knocked out by him or you got fucked up.
Or
with
you
him.
Knocked him out.
Yeah, yeah. Either, whatever. So we recruited Spanky to start Going around asking questions, kind of like you know, with a microphone type of thing. You know,
this won't end bad.
The Screw Crew. He's going to end up blasting people. It's going to be on. It's going to be awesome.
It's an MK Ultra program. Do we have Casey as a kid?
Do we have insurance?
No, I'm sending them like the equipment like this in like the next couple days. Mics, fucking record the whole shit.
I want to know what mailing address this thing is going to.
Buck knives.
He's in Houston right now. He's like, he's going to blow out of town in like 3 weeks. We can just have him like demolish the place and get the fuck out.
Oh, so he's going to do like a. Like
trailer destruction.
Like, yeah, he's always like moving around. Oh, he has, like, beautiful! Some, like, awesome job.
Pulse the beat. The pulse.
Got to duck and weave when you're around this country, baby.
So if anyone out there has any good ideas of questions you want Spanky to ask people on the street, send them to bostonaccentspodcast@gmail.com.
Can I just say something? So far, the questions that have been emailed to us have been dreadful. So I have no, hope for anybody to fucking ask. I have
like,
nobody.
If anything, it's going to encourage people to write it. It's no, like we don't like the questions and we don't read them.
Nobody sends them, and the few that did, they're fucking
terrible.
When
that guy from Malta asked you, when do you eat? That wasn't like sick.
No, every question that's ever been asked has been terrible.
I forgot about that.
And nobody's ever going to ask a good one because our listening base is terrible as well.
There are literally like hundreds of thousands of people listening to shit every fucking week.
I just come here to hang out with you guys. Believe me.
Well, I'm not saying
hear something else.
It's like we're just creating this because we feel like it. It's resonating with a lot of people.
Also, I'm the dude from Malta. I was trying to stir the pot,
and it fucking went nowhere.
Well, Malta doesn't exist, right?
It does exist.
It's an island, dude. I put it on the last Instagram post.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, we could have picked somewhere. We could have, like, there's, like, a lot of dudes in Japan and Germany.
I've been meaning to, like, look at a
both
map
islands.
To find it. It sounds like it's might be somewhere there.
How hard were you looking at a map?
Not very.
It's scrubbed. The U.S.
Malta's been scrubbed from the fucking
map. Oh, yeah. You can't find it, dude. It's on the dark web.
I thought it was with that plane that crashed and disappeared. I thought that was...
That's the Bermuda Triangle, bro. Amelia Earhart.
It's an Applebee's pizza.
To answer your question, Chris, I didn't look very hard.
Yeah, we know. Hey, guess what? We know. All right, so should we read some reviews and some emails, or do you want to wait and do that?
Yeah,
so
please do. We ran out of material.
Here's a couple reviews. First one's from Blind Justin. Is that a friend of either of yours?
Yeah, sure.
No.
A single rose blooms in a field of blown out BVDs. These are getting better and better. I think I speak for all mass expats when I say that time spent cuddled up with Bob and Co. is a joyous, comforting reminder of why we left and refused to visit family.
That's pretty,
highest glory unto thee.
Well, that's actually a compliment.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Hold on a minute. That's a fucking D'Angelo's Yelp review. I remember that one.
D'Angelo's Yelp review.
You're busted.
You mean Yelp, that dating app?
Oh, Yelp's the sickest
dating
app.
Did you send that in yourself?
Yeah, it's a little hot tip for you.
Speaking of dating apps, how about this one? The title is Even I Knew the Intro is Battle Ruins. Get a life, Bob. Signed, Al Quint.
Oh!
That's an actual review on iTunes. You can go look it up.
Roasted and served on a hot plate.
He put you on a spigot and roasted you alive.
It's not from him.
It's definitely from him. It says Al Quint.
Yeah, it says it. I'm sure it's from one of the dumb jabronis.
We've authenticated the keystrokes.
I'm a dummy, but I'm not that much of a dummy, and it's not even funny.
We used, what's a hash? How do you check?
You can check the hashtags.
Yeah, hash shit, dude.
We checked the corned beef and hash, and it was still on the plate from the fucking...
Wheelhouse, shout out. Yeah. Corned beef hash. All right, the next review is sad. This actually bummed all three of us out.
Not me.
It's from Zach Sylvia, and it just says, eh. And then the review is not funny, but I'll give it 5 stars because I can tell they put a lot of time into it.
Which we haven't.
Dude,
which is a lie. We didn't put a lot of time into shit.
Yeah, we didn't put any time into it, and it's also not funny. So, like, thanks for the fucking honest review. We were asking for funny shit to come back.
It's hurtful when there's somebody that you actually, like, respect and like and kind of look up to a little bit as being, like, yeah, it hurts.
Well, say that someone's your friend. You don't automatically like every band they're in.
No.
So it's the same thing. He doesn't think this is funny. He's probably right. He's like a fucking archaeologist, right?
Yeah.
He's way smarter than us. Like, he doesn't, listening to archaeology.
10,000 years
podcasts
later, they're going to dig up that review and they're going to be like, this was meaningless.
Right?
Buried under so many good reviews that they couldn't even find in the first
hundreds of good reviews were on top of this.
It's like the fuck, marry, kill. Like, there's certain things from certain people.
Back at it with
5 episodes in a row.
Sean, but there's a thing where when
you send a shout out to Sean, this is your greatest accomplishment. You got under his skin so fucking much. I'm jealous. Tell us how you were able to think of this.
I'm just saying, there's a thing, certain people could say something and, like, it can laugh, whatever, but it gets in there and it burrows in and it hurts a little bit.
It's
okay.
Like the Wrath of Khan.
I can admit it.
When they put that fucking thing in the dude's ear.
I mean, I listen to
Name
Embrace,
one other part of that
happens.
Movie. Anybody in the world.
The Starship Enterprise is flying around.
No.
Kirk and shit. So, Spock.
The movie took place
but
in Nebraska.
Okay.
That's the only part. I was so PTSD.
It's only the ear thing. That's the only thing anyone ever
also
remembers.
Has
I've been able
taste,
to compartmentalize every bad thing that's happened to me in my life, so I can't remember anything. I can't compartmentalize that fucking wrath of conscience. Like, it's too powerfully evil.
They need to stop with that.
They should write an entire Danzig record about that.
When are we going to go to the Star Trek Museum?
What? Probably
up in,
never.
Like, up in
I don't.
State New York.
I don't want to go
it
there
even
at all.
Existed.
Shout out to a Boston resident, Mr. Spock, who's from Newton.
What's up, Spock?
He loves smoking cigarettes. Leonard Nimoy. That's why. Didn't he die from?
I was talking about somebody else. Dude.
Oh, you were talking about Leonard Nimoy.
Who the hell's Leonard Nimoy?
Who the fuck is Leonard Nimoy?
Oh boy, I'll see you next week.
Live long and forever.
He's a fucking.
Have fun out in space, everybody. Remember that fucking thing he said?
You see that picture of Spock and Hendrix? It's fucking sick. It's like full on like Hendrix in his prime and Spock in his prime. That's like a backstage picture. It's fucking sick.
Spock smoked what more than
even
Andy
was
in his
that?
Prime.
What he said? I have no fucking idea. Yeah. All right, so emails.
Gonna need some more Bergs.
We got some good ones. Oh, fuck. I forgot to do... Oh, well, whatever.
I might have some more shit. Keep
reading. No. I meant to show you guys some of these videos ahead of time, and I forgot. Some dude sent us a thoughtful email, and I ruined
videos?
It. Oh, yeah, he sent us videos. YouTube links and shit.
I like pictures.
So anyway, here's one from Toadie in West Orange, New Jersey.
Nice.
Says, yo, loving the podcast, but we need a live stream drinking event. Like, once every few podcasts, do a special live event, maybe live audience interactions.
So I can tell you the Banshee's fucking security code, and if you want to get that CCTV camera, you can see a live stream drinking event almost any day of the week.
Well, what if, dude, we went in, you know those seats in the back left near the bathroom?
Yeah, the ones
if
that
we all sat next to each other in the camera, in the...
I'll do it if it's only fans
or fucking
chatterbaits.
We could do the outdoor fucking patio on Friday, tomorrow.
It might be too loud. I'm thinking if there's like just a wall behind us, we could like live Twitch that shit or something. Do you have a Mac?
I do, yeah.
Can we put a wide-angle fucking camera on
so
it?
So ridiculous.
Or an absolute angle, dude. Massive angle.
I'm definitely jacking off.
Hey, Tony, we're going to fucking, my computer, we're going to fucking definitely do some sort of live event. Because people can be like asking us questions. We could do Ask
Shout
Bob
out the
live.
Best pizza place in West Orange, New Jersey, by the way. I know it's there.
It'll
I know
be
what
the
it
worst
is.
Thing you ever
What's,
do.
No, I'm Santillo's?
I got to go there.
What part of Jersey is that?
Elizabeth.
E-Town? E-Town Concrete?
E-Town
oh, fuck.
Concrete. We got to go to Santillo's. That's a mess. Gonna be this summer.
All right, next email.
My eyes are closing on me. They're just sealing up.
Matt Hoisington. You guys know this dude? He's a good dude.
I absolutely do. He's the fucking best.
Horse Lord.
He's reaching out as a Rhode Island listener, and I keep hearing you talk about roast beef sandwiches. Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard anything about Italian grinders. I'd love to hear what you guys have for Italian grinders and how poorly they stack up against the ones we have down in Rhode Island. Love the show. Can't wait to hear a story detailing Bob shitting his pants after a large hot Italian from somewhere in Providence. Thanks.
Providence has amazing food.
I don't want to spring this on you right now, dude, but we should do a segment next episode about Italian.
I never had an Italian grinder.
Second
segment. What do they got going on
down there?
Hold on.
No. And we also have to do a separate thing. I shouldn't tell you what to do, but I'm going to do it. I was talking to somebody else, dude. It was the guy behind you.
That's me. Hey, over here.
The guy behind the guy.
Hey, man.
So Mickey's moving to Rhode Island, and I was like, yo, man, like, let's go down there and get food and beers. And fucking, let's get drinks and beers, is what I said to him. Bob is just taking a knee, dude. He's
I like that.
Very passionate about
Bob's.
Rice.
He's like, well, dude, is he alive?
Yeah. Don't disrespect our flag. Absolute, dude.
Why? He's like,
he's on, dude, he's crying
he's
on one knee.
He's going to propose to you, I think. Dude. He's on one knee.
I'm actually crying.
Wait, so, all right, so you said Mickey, we should go hang with him.
We're going to get Italian grinders, as they call them, then in that part of the country.
Yeah.
Down in Providence. Providence is a good food town, so
let's grind it up. Also, shout out Olneyville, New York System. Yeah. Best fucking wieners.
Plus, you can sign up for this app, Grindr, which delivers exclusively Italian subs.
I thought it was just you make, like, friends. I've been using it, like, to like, make it's like, a bunch of guys I have stuff in common with.
I didn't realize Providence had their own kind of Italian sub down there and stuff.
Own kind of Italians down there.
Oh. I just restarted everything. I'm sorry.
You just rebooted the whole fucking machine?
I just had a nervous breakdown.
Windows 98 just came online.
I thought it was like more of an XP.
And it's filled with bugs, baby.
XP was a very stable operating system.
XP. I had Millennium Edition. Remember that?
Yeah.
I bought a Gateway computer in cash for $3,000 in Braintree.
That does.
With 20s.
Wait, what?
I came in there with I was doing construction. I had a stack of 20s, and she was like, listen, just fuck off. Like, because they have to count every one while a dude is over his shoulder.
That fucking long.
Like a dude had to like be over his shoulder. It's like a 16-year-old girl like counting these things.
She must have thought you were fucking
It was next to that weird-ass Barnes & Noble that's like still surviving.
Oh, how is that fucking place open?
It's up on the hill.
And they have Pier 1 imports.
Yeah, no one's ever bought a book there. People go in there to kill time before the plaza.
I bought the Robert Pollard book there.
There it is.
I went to get
paid the rent for the next 35 years.
I went to get flooring at the fucking Lumber Liquid is there, but I was too early, so I went in fucking Barnes & Noble.
You bought it. I guarantee there's no fucking chance you read it.
It's still on my nightstand. It's got seltzer. It's got like 5 seltzer waters on it that I haven't drank. I haven't drunk.
This never is a place I'm going to put things I'm never going to touch ever again.
I read like 2 chapters. It sucks. Hate the guided by voices now. They fucking blow. Sucks.
That Barnes & Noble is nasty, dude. Rest in peace, Gateway.
Hey, Josh Bays sent us this like really fucking thoughtful email. You know this motherfucker?
Sure, why not?
And I fucking blew it. So, hey, Josh, thanks for the email.
Is that the one that had the pictures?
It had all these videos. Dude, it was like the greatest email we've ever received.
We'll go back and like review these things properly.
But then there's two more quick ones. One, and this is like, the second one, I already fucking investigated this shit.
First one, Josh Bays?
No, this one's from Suede Boggs.
So what's, that's a good name. So is the Josh one we're going to go back to?
We're going to do it next time.
Okay, cool.
I blew it. And it just says, gotta go with the sodden half Swedish nanny.
Nice.
All info seems to have been scrubbed, though.
Scrubbed.
You don't want no scrubs.
If you buy a record, what was the band, Legend of the Swedish Nanny's Torso? Was that a Quincy band?
Oh, that is fucking something, dude.
Is that Austin's Dead or fuck, who was that?
It sounds like a fucking Pig Destroyer song. I have no idea.
Go on Discogs and look up a record called The Legend of the Swedish Nanny's Torso. If it hasn't been scrubbed off Discogs.
It's probably Austin's Dead, dude.
It's got to be scrubbed by now.
Yeah. Dude, I just found this Austin's Dead shirt in my fucking shirt archives. And it's the one that was like a little shamrock on the front.
I used to work at the place that she was hired from. It was EF. It was a place.
Who, the lady?
The Swedish chick.
Yeah, that's where fucking, didn't she poison Beaky?
No, that's Boston Financial in Quincy. Shout out to the dominatrix that poisoned people. And shout out to Beaky, too.
Hey, big shout out to Beaky. Why don't we hang with that motherfucker?
He's in Rhode Island, so.
Oh, but hey, will he eat an Italian grinder?
He'll grind.
Can we do a Rhode Island road trip and just fucking, we'll record shit on the fucking fly?
Can we go to that record store and get wieners and get fucking
wieners,
subs?
Wieners, yes. Long Live, yes. Subs, yes. Beaky, yes.
Oh, you guys go
fucking
wherever.
Mickey,
I,
yes.
I got to fit that record store.
That like record store is so fucked. Everyone like has a mustache, place. Dude.
Who cares? You got a mustache.
That's what, like, I have a beard. When we get in your car and you have on this, like, fake jazz shit you pretend to listen to impress us, like, those guys in that record store are probably telling you, like, dude, put this on. Your buddies will take their pants off.
I actually want to just fucking knock you the fuck out. I really do.
Take a swing.
Let's get a radio, dude.
Come over and take a swing.
Put a wig on and you're fucking Liz. You're fucking Liz. Strangle you.
Is that all it would take if I put a wig on?
Oh, I got shit again.
She complains about fake jazz.
I don't want to shit in that.
She's like, Bob, stop putting on this fake jazz.
You're fucking brutal. Worst friend of all time. I vote you worst friend.
They call him Brutal Truth.
Good God. A dick.
Next email. Actually, all that was just on an email from me.
Some other dude wrote this. His name was man, that Spike fucking, Greenwell.
Man, that fucking burger tickled something.
So here's the last one. This is from last time.
But nice.
This dude's name's DK, also known as Salvageable Filth.
Donkey Kong, dude.
Has Bob ever taken a field sobriety test? If not, can you make him do one on the podcast? So no, we can't make you do a field sobriety test, but I was looking at blow into it, whatever the fuck it's called, test your alcohol content. There's like a pretty good one for $40 on Amazon.
Patreon supporters, if we get to the $50 tier, while Bob is asleep, we'll install that thing in his car that you have to blow into.
That'd be so sick.
That must be accurate.
Alcoholic converter.
It goes out to three decimal places. I'm going to get it. We're just going to do it in here. And I guarantee mine's the highest and I can drive the best. I fucking guarantee.
Dude, I've seen you drive sober. It's a fucking nightmare.
Are you implying that I was sober earlier and parked on the curb in front of Lulu's?
The lights on and the doors
open. You're like Hawk level driving. It's terrible.
Is he bad at driving too?
Oh, he's awful. Would never get. I'm actually going to just say I'd never get in a car.
Hey, speaking of Patreon,
yep.
So this is fucking bizarre. So we set up a Patreon and we just never told anyone about it because we were like, this is kind of weird. Like, we don't want to. And then out of nowhere, out of the fucking blue,
we got a fucking subscriber.
So hey, Ian Logan, I don't know who the fuck you are, but dude, you're our first Patreon subscriber. You're number one.
Yeah.
We got to like send you some
pressure on you, buddy.
No, we get an OnlyFans too. You can subscribe to that.
Yeah.
It's some Spanish custard. It's called OnlyFlans.
It's called Onlyville Fans System.
Would subscribe. Would subscribe.
I gotta go. We gotta end it.
Shit in the bucket.
No, I can't. I gotta get to the real toilet.
Are you like, what, are you gonna shit your pants?
Go to the model, dude.
Nah, I feel terrible, man.
Patreon supporters, get him to the model to take a shit.
You ate so much? Oh, we're supposed to go fucking. Read some fucking email, you bastards. And I fucking forgot.
That song might be amazing.
There's still a bunch of other shit that I want to talk about, but I guess we can save it for next time.
Real quick, Bob's aunt got raped by aliens that he told me about on the way over here. That story's for next week.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the
he
greatest
He casually
hits.
Mentioned that.
I've told you guys
add that
happy.
To some kind of list?
Yeah. There it is.
Okay, wait, are you okay? You're back?
No. Keep going. Like
you're
keep going.
Raped by aliens, real quick. You said, like, blah, 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 something
happened.
Yeah,
so I have, like, an aunt that, like, loved the party. She was awesome. She loved the party. But she came sitting at Thanksgiving dinner one time, and she's like, it's like, I was sitting there, I was sleeping one night, and, there's aliens. So I'm sitting there, the window was open, and the curtains start, like, blowing in the wind. And then all of a sudden, this smooth shape comes in the window. It's looking at me, and it's smooth.
It's a
and
dick.
It's got the big beady eyes. It's smooth.
It's a dick.
It's
dick.
Just arms and then smooth.
Absolutely.
And it looks at me, and then it takes me. But I don't see anything.
It's
but
a dick.
But I can feel it. It's inside me.
It's a dick.
Like, but I don't see it, but it's inside me. Dick. And it was just we're all just sitting there like, what in the world? Like, what? How much was she partying that, like, that was, like, because there's no way, you know,
so
whatever.
So, climbed through your window. Yeah, like so, assaulted you.
Just trying to figure out who climbed in that window. But the, I love the description of, like, yeah, I couldn't see. It had no penis. It was just smooth. Just, there was nothing. Just beady eyes, like an alien has. It's just smooth all the way down, but I could feel it inside me.
I like
it
that.
It was definitely an alien.
100% an alien.
It probably was.
If there's anything I know about aliens, is that they operate on ground level and they climb through windows.
Boston accents. Boston accents.
Yep.